first date follow-up.
Ray is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he got by Felicia'd.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, Ray is on the phone, and apparently he went out with a woman named Felicia, and now she's ghosting him, and he doesn't know why, and we're going to see if we can help him out. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Not much. So you actually got by Felicia'd.
Bye, Felicia.
By a Felicia. That's cool. Kind of.
Yeah, literally by Felicia'd. Yep.
Wow.
Before we get into the date and everything, how long has it been since you went out with Felicia?
Bye, Felicia.
Just a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Okay. All right. And when is the last time you heard from her?
I haven't heard from her like since right after the date, really.
Mm. Dang. Okay.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to Felicia?
I messaged her a couple times.
Just a couple?
Yeah, maybe more than a couple.
And you didn't get one message back?
Nothing?
Nothing. She left me on read.
Damn.
Bye, Felicia.
I don't even put my stuff on read.
I know.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, obviously, she definitely didn't enjoy your date if she didn't even pretend. What did you guys do?
We just went out for coffee.
For coffee?
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, our first time meeting, because we met on Tinder, so, like, the first time we met, I didn't want it to be, like, this, you know, dinner and a movie, you know, huge pressure type of deal. So.
All right.
Well, how did coffee go?
I mean, it was awesome. Honestly, it's one of the best dates I've been on, to be honest, especially the first date.
Why is that? I mean, like, was your guys' vibe was just on, or?
Yeah, we were, I mean, the conversation was there, you know, she's beautiful, I mean, she's got her life, you know, she's got it together. Like, it's, you know, she's the whole package, basically.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Got her life together. So different from most Tinder girls.
All right. So you liked her a lot. And then after coffee, I'm guessing there was, you said you met quickly for coffee because you didn't want to be like stuck with a whole evening with her. If you showed up and it was a guy named Bruce, basically, because it was Tinder and you didn't know. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like the first meeting to be like, you know, low pressure.
Right.
You know,
did you plan on another date with her beforehand? Like, or at coffee, did you plan another date?
As soon as I met her, yeah, I was like, oh, I want to go out with her 100 more times. Yeah.
So did you guys plan that though?
At the
during
end of the
coffee,
date.
Like at the end of it?
No, we didn't. I kind of, I didn't really, I probably should have, but I didn't ask her.
What did you say? At the end of the date, did you tell her that you would hit her up and that you wanted to see her again or that you wanted to go on another date, but just didn't set one up? I mean,
I should have. I don't know. I just kind of said bye and like, I should have done something, but.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, really nervous, to be honest with you. Yeah.
So you liked her a lot, obviously. You were that nervous where even when you're talking about her, you sound like you're nervous thinking about her.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, I think maybe the reason she hasn't gone back to me is because I didn't ask her, you know, to hang out again or whatever. So I don't know if that's the reason. Maybe she thought I was too hesitant. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you weren't showing interest.
You weren't a take charge kind of guy. She wants a take charge kind of guy who's like, we're going to dinner here and I'm ordering exactly what you eat
because
I take charge.
Yeah.
Women they like the first part. If you decide on where to go to dinner, they do think that's sexy. But
right.
The other thing I wouldn't recommend. But that's why you think so?
I think she just maybe thought I wasn't assertive enough, maybe. Mm. That's the only thing that I can venture to guess, to be honest.
Yeah, and if you were nervous, you might have been awkward, so she might even have, like, might have even not thought you were into her at all and wanted to see her again if you didn't really bring it up to her.
I could have, I don't know. I might have misread the whole vibe or misread the vibe that I was giving out. I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can get a hold of her and figure it out.
No idea.
Yeah, we'll try. All right, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. And don't worry, you don't have to be assertive and make the phone call. I'll do it for you. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why she's not getting back to you with your first day follow-up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. You know what we're doing right now?
What?
We're doing the second part of the first date follow-up. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How hot was that?
Hopefully. Being assertive as hell.
Yeah, Mr. Assertive right there. Unlike Ray, who's on the phone with us right now, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Felicia. Remember, he got by Felicia, by Felicia, because she hasn't called him back. It's been a couple weeks, and all they did was go out for coffee. They met on Tinder, and Ray said he was most comfortable just meeting for coffee before he decided to do something more that would involve more time because you never know who you're meeting on Tinder. But when Ray showed up, he said that he really liked Felicia a lot. We're about to call Felicia and see if we can figure it out. The only reason that Ray can think of that he's not getting a call back is that he wasn't assertive enough at the end of coffee and he didn't ask Felicia to go out again. And he thinks maybe that was unattractive. Mm-hmm. And other than that, you literally can't think of anything.
No, I'm just getting even more nervous now.
All right, I'll shut up. I think I'm making it worse.
Take some deep breaths.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Felicia, please?
This is Felicia. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you may. Felicia, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex.
My name is Evan.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Why are you calling me?
We're calling you because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show. We do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. Not sure if you've ever heard it or not. Really don't care because it's happening right now. And what that means is that you went out on a date with somebody and then aren't calling them back. So they emailed us to get you on the phone to figure out what happened because they want to know why you won't talk to them.
That's kind of extreme, but okay.
His name is Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah. Why did you not call Ray back?
Ray is a dirtbag cat hater. That is why.
A what?
What?
Dirtbag cat
what
hater?
What does he do to cats?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we went for coffee. We met on Tinder. We went out for coffee and everything seemed to be going really great. He seemed like a great guy, but on our way out of the building, a really cute stray cat walked past us and he kicked towards it and said, "Disgusting."
What?
Yes, to shoo it away.
I mean, did you tell him that you have a cat?
No, I hadn't gotten that opportunity to yet, but as soon as he made the scene about how gross cats are, I just knew, nope, this is not going to work.
Yep, totally agree. He's a dirtbag. I'm glad you got rid of him.
Okay.
Well, why? So you just didn't want to tell him that?
Yeah, I just didn't want to give him the time of day after that. He's a dirtbag.
A dirtbag? Mm. Wow.
Dang it.
You know who else is a dirtbag? Dirtbag liar. I don't like those guys.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess I'm a liar, but I wasn't completely truthful when we started this phone call because I didn't tell you that Ray is actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Are you for real?
Are you serious? Are you for real?
Ray?
That's why you didn't call me back? That's why you didn't text me back?
Yes, that's why I didn't text you back. How could you possibly kick towards any type of creature at all?
Okay,
especially something so much.
Guys, she's lying. She's exaggerating. I didn't kick towards the cat. I stomped on the floor to scare it away.
What?
Okay. I thought you were going to say stomped on the cat.
No, I just stomped on the floor to like scare it away because I don't want it to like, I don't know, scratch me and give me, I don't know.
Was it even like bothering you at all?
The cat, it was near enough to me that it could have jumped on me or like scratched me. And I don't know what cats have, you know, salmonella or whatever.
Are you insane, Ray? Why would a cat even jump on you like that? When has a cat ever jumped on you?
I've never been jumped by a cat, but it's because I'm very careful and I always shoo them away.
Okay. You take the right precautions. Right.
But you don't need to scare them.
I didn't kick it is my main point. I just stomped at it, but I didn't kick it. I'm not like a psychopath,
but
right?
You stomped aggressively. You stomped aggressively and made an aggressive gesture to scare away a poor innocent creature.
Yeah, they're innocent until they claw your eyes out.
I don't think they're going to agree.
No. Well,
hey, you know what, though? Sometimes in relationships, it's good if you guys are kind of opposite, right?
Like
too much. Yeah, it's okay to disagree. Also, you know, too much in common, you're just the same person. You got to have a few differences. Like, maybe you guys can make it work.
I love cats, and I honestly just can't even imagine myself being with anybody ever, even if Ray was the last man on this earth. If he doesn't like cats, it's not going to work with me, period.
Well, that's going to make this next part hard.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Felicia, would you like to go on another date with Ray? We'll pay for it. We'll pay for it.
No, absolutely not. If you could just do me a favor and actually donate that money to the local cat shelter, that would make me feel a lot better about this entire phone call.
You know what they do with those shelters, right?
They help those poor cats find homes with people who don't want to stomp on them.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry, Ray.
I thought you were going to say something. Like, I knew about it.
He's going to give up. He's just like, no, I'm done.
No, I'm not even going to get into it.
Sorry, Ray. No date for you, ma'am. But I think you're probably good with that at this point.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being misrepresented. And
can you do one thing for me then?
What's that?
Can you just say bye to Felicia?
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, you psychopath, cat-hating dirtbag.
All right.
Ouch.
Jubal's first date follow-up.